Well, if you live in Queensland, New South Wales or Victoria, check your strawberries. And if the strawberries in your fridge or cupboard are branded Berrylicious or Berry Obsession, throw them out. That's the warning from police because sewing needles have been found jammed into some punnets of the strawberries of these brands on supermarket shelves. The contaminated strawberries come from one southeast Queensland farm, but they were supplied to Woolworths and other stores, sparking an urgent recall and health alerts in these three states.
So I'm out here to advise people, if they've bought any strawberries in Queensland, New South Wales or Victoria since early last week, that they should dispose of them.
That's Dr. Jeanette Young, Queensland's Chief Health Officer. The Queensland Police are investigating the incident. It is believed that a disgruntled employee could be responsible for this sabotage. Jennifer Rowling is the Industry Development Officer at Strawberries Australia. That's the organisation that represents strawberry growers. Jennifer Rowling, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So far, one man in Queensland has eaten fruit with needles inside. He's being assessed by doctors. Two people in Victoria have found needles in their strawberries, but they haven't eaten them, thank goodness. Are you confident that the contamination is confined, or the threat of contamination anyway, is confined to just these three states? I say just, Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland?
Yes, we are confident. So the one farm that's been involved, it does appear to be very much an isolated incident. They have those two labels. All of those labels, all of those punnets have been removed from sales across all three states. He wasn't a very large grower either, so it's not a huge amount of strawberries. But because of we do know that it is specifically with those brands only, so all other strawberries are safe to eat.
And so far, the search has only turned up those three punnets, those three needles?
Yes, as far as I'm aware, yes.
Let's talk about this, Jennifer. What stage of production do you think a needle could be embedded in the fruit like this before it's packed off to the supermarket or wherever? At the picking stage, at the packing stage? Would it be happening on the property? Could it happen in the warehouses?
That's kind of, I guess, the million-dollar question, and I guess that's what's involved in the investigation. The beauty of strawberry growers have really quite stringent quality assurance systems in place. Mm-hmm. So every punnet of strawberries that you buy off the shelf has got complete traceability. So you can trace it all the way back. You can trace it back to the farm. You can trace it back to the days that it was picked and packed, the block within the farm that those strawberries came from, and also obviously to the workers involved in picking and packing those strawberries. So all of that will have contributed, helped significantly with this investigation. So it's, I guess, just finding at what stage this did happen.
Okay, but that's why police can seem to be saying with some confidence they think it's a disgruntled employee who could be responsible for this.
Those were sort of the initial kind of reports coming out, particularly because it does, they realised it was targeted to one farm. But we're just sort of, letting the Queensland Police do their work, and we'll find out hopefully soon enough as to what the situation is.
It's a disturbing story for those of us who love our strawberries, and many of us do, that this could happen. And I imagine once you start thinking about it, you imagine it could happen quite easily. But are there precautions that employers take to monitor what's going on in the picking or the packing, or are there extra precautions people should be taking to monitor their employees, or is that impossible really?
Yeah, look, we are a very large employer, so it is difficult to monitor everything that goes on, considering how many you could have hundreds of people out in the field at one time, for example. But there is precautions. Some of the bigger growers do have metal detectors in place. That might be something that others will think about doing. But they do have really good quality assurance programs in place. So these are implemented and they have to be adhered to, and they're independently audited by, as a part of, being able to supply to supermarkets, for example. So there are all those sort of quality assurance processes in place. In terms of, actions of particular individuals, it is difficult, I guess, to be able to monitor everyone when it's such a large workforce needed.
Okay, you talked about the traceability, how that's why we could trace it back to this particular farm. Can you tell us, do we know how many punnets could be affected then in that batch? We know, as I said, one person has swallowed a needle, two others have found them in fruit. Any sense of how many punnets could be affected? How much fruit is out there now that needs to be thrown away?
Oh, I don't know. There's none of those those two labels. There should be none whatsoever on the shelves at the moment. So, and he wasn't a particularly large grower.
When you
so
say there should be none on the shelves, you mean why? Because they're past that use by date of that batch?
They've been completely withdrawn from sale, completely. So both of those labels have been removed.
But nevertheless, they may be in people's fridges. So do we know how many punnets could
have
been affected?
In people's fridges. So that's where the health authorities has advised that if you do have them in your fridge, you can either throw them out or check them by cutting them open to make sure that there's no problems. And if there is something found, has to be reported to the police, so to help with their investigations.
We've been talking about strawberries on here on Breakfast lately because there is a glut around and the price is very cheap, as anyone who's been to the supermarket lately knows. And that's already causing some strawberry growers to struggle, the cost plummeting and the market pressure of the big supermarkets in particular. So they're not making enough money. How much of an impact, or how concerned are you about the impact this news, this scare, could have on strawberry farmers?
Yeah, well, obviously we're very concerned. We the industry's, you know, devastated by this, you know, an incident that would happen. They take a lot of pride in what they're in their fruit. So it's quite distressing to think that someone's done something like this. We would hope that the public, that the consumer can see this for what it is, as an isolated incident. But the growers continue to sort of struggle along and, you know, try and keep things moving. So we just hope that the consumer can see past this because strawberries are safe to eat.
All right, Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us.
No problems. Thank you. Okay.
It's Jennifer Rowling. And the message from police and from Strawberries Australia is that it is safe now to go back and buy strawberries from today because the affected punnets from those two brands, and those brands again were Berrylicious and Berry Obsession, that the use-by date, their shelf date should have passed by now. But if you do have brands, strawberries from those brands in your fridge, the police, the warning is do throw them out. That was Jennifer Rowling, Industry Development Officer at Strawberries Australia.